About 1947.
Did you? So you were about 10.
Not about 10 then, yeah. Now, at that point, what was happening was that children were being removed from the orphanage then because there was, after the war period, of course, there were people who were getting rid of evacuees, not getting rid of them, but they had evacuees during the war. And in many cases, they were ready to accept new children into their homes. And so that was the case with me and my brother. So we came to Castle Hedigan in 1947, as far as I can remember. And the Corder family had evacuees during the war.
Okay.
The Corder family. Now, the situation in the village was that there were lots of evacuees. I think about 160 in all. They were shared, I think, between the two villages. But there were very few houses where the people were able that didn't have evacuees with them. They could be, you know, boys or girls, and they were shared out. I'm not quite sure how that was done, whether it was said that you must have those children, you must have those. Maybe it was done like that in the wartime. People, you know, trod on other people's toes a bit. Of those 160 evacuees, there seemed to be quite a high grouping. I think around over 60, 60, 63, four of them actually came from one location, Wood Green.
Right.
So there was an effort, obviously, by the authorities to group these children, bring them as a group, and plonk them down in the village.
I see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.